Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour
101.5 UMFM.
Right, welcome one and all, far and wide. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, back for another hour of rock and roll. So before we get started with the music, I thought it was important that, I just wanted to touch upon something that's come to light recently regarding a certain record label and many of the bands involved with it. It seems a culture of toxicity and the abuse and manipulation of young women and girls was recently exposed thanks to an Instagram account allowing victims to voice their experiences. Unfortunately, this isn't something new nor unique to this particular scene or even rock and roll in general. This is something that happens everywhere all the time. And it should be the job of men, especially those with a platform, to call out this behavior, to stand up and support the victims and survivors. Together, we can make rock and roll a place where anyone can feel safe to participate. Really, the only thing rock and roll shouldn't be safe for is the status quo. So I felt it was necessary to at least mention something before going on to play some rock and roll. This is something that's important to me, and I think it would be doing a disservice to all the victims were something not to be said about this. So we're gonna start things off here with one of my favorite bands from Montreal. They're called The Pretzels. I've played them tons and tons of times on the show. They're a great band, very socially active as well. And just this week, I finally got my package from them, which included not only the cassette, but a t-shirt that was designed by an artist named Beaver Shepherd. And all the donations from the purchase of the tape and t-shirt were going to Resilience Montreal, which is a shelter for the homeless. So it's all going to a great cause. The shirts, it's something else. It's neon green. It's got a rad design on it, but it's it stands out. So if you see me wearing it, you won't miss me. So yeah, let's get things started with The Pretzels. This is A Happening off their brand new cassette Reptile Effect on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Now the horse has run off. my overcompensating high. Am I provocative now? We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Psychic Void out of Ontario. That was a track called Small Talk from their latest release, Skeleton Paradise, put out last year. Cuddy's Gym before that from Glasgow. That was a track called Rich Mystics off of their album Benidorm. Now, I know I played something from their other EP, Zante, last episode, but I just discovered they had another album out, and it's just too good not to play, so maybe we'll be hearing more of them in the future. TV Freaks before that with a track called Glue from their last album, Bad Luck Charms, released 2017 on Deranged Records, another one of my favorite bands. And we started the set off with The Pretzels. That was A Happening off their brand new cassette, Reptile Effect. So coming up next, Montreal's Nobro just released an album called, or it's actually an EP, four songs. It's called Sick Hustle. It was put out by Dine Alone Records. And yeah, let's give this a listen to. This is a track called Till I Get It All. This is Nobro on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard No Men out of Chicago with a track called Sucker. Amazing, amazing song. The vocals on that just give me goosebumps at the end there. That was from their album released earlier this year. Hell Was Full, So We Came Back. Street Eaters before that with a track called Reverse from their 2014 album Blood, Muscles, Bones. And No Bro started the set off with Till I Get It All off their brand new EP Sick Hustle. Next up, I want to play something from English punk rockers Blom. They've got an accent on the O, so I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it. My Anglophone tongue is unfamiliar with strange accents and umlauts and all that kind of stuff. But Blom, it's what I'm going to go with. They put out an EP earlier this week or this year called Flower Violence on Box Records. We're going to hear the track Be Kind. This is Blom on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. Hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Cold Meat from Perth, Australia, That was a track called Maternity Stomp from their latest EP, Pork Sword Fever, released back in 2018. Bad Waitress out of Ontario with a brand new single called That Sedative. And Blohm started the set off with Be Kind from Flower Violence. So next up, I want to play something. This was recorded quite a while ago, actually, but I recently only came across it. James Williamson of the Stooges recorded an album with some other members with a whole slew of guest vocalists. Basically songs that that were written back in the early 70s. Some of them saw the light of day, others didn't. This track in particular, the Stooges did record, but they gave it new life with the Bell Rays' Lisa Kekwala singing. This is I Got a Right. This is James Williamson on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Cause I got it right.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard a track by the band Black Foxes, their latest single, Badlands. Just love those vocals. Just, yeah. Interesting, unique, and definitely angry. James Williamson was before that with I Gotta Right, featuring Lisa Kekwala from the Bellrays on vocals. That was off the album Relict. And yeah, that was it. That Black Fox's song ran a little long, so I only fit two songs in that set. We're just pretty much about out of time here. Time for a tribute to recently deceased Peter Green. Passed away last week, one of the founding guitarists for Fleetwood Mac, and an incredible, incredible blues guitarist in his own right. So I want to play a track by the Melvins. They cover the Green Manalishi with the two-prong crown. I know Judas Priest also did that song, but come on, it's the Melvins. You can't beat that. All right, thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour, and I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid.